Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Mandy Winant is a faculty advisor for the University of South Dakota's LGBTQ student group. It's called Spectrum. She joins us in the studio today to talk about what it means to be an ally during conversations regarding transgender legislation. Mandy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Lori.
So let's start with just that concept of an ally. What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, I mean, being an ally is really not that different from just being a friend to someone. So, I mean, I may not be able to directly relate to my friend who's going through a divorce or my friend who's lost a job, but I can still be there for that person. So being an ally, especially with such a maybe politically volatile topic such as LGBT students, you know, really just listening to them, trying to be open-minded, not feeling like you are doing them a favor just by being there. You don't know more than they do. You can't fully understand what they're going through, but you can be there for them and support them emotionally and listen to them. And you can try to become more informed. And I think something that allies tend to struggle with, I know I struggled with this, you know, initially, is I want to be there for you, but I don't know what you are going through. And so I need to just step back and listen and, you know, hear what you're saying and try to support you in the best I can and inform myself, you know, inform myself of things I don't understand or ask questions, you know, and in a non kind of confrontational way. And a lot of times we as individuals are born with certain prejudices and bias, or I shouldn't say we're born with them, but we develop them because of years and years of, you know, how we were brought up, how we were raised, societal kind of trends and transitions. And it's important to recognize that you have those, maybe try to overcome them, try to step back from them, because we all do have some, you know, prejudices and bias that we've learned over the years. And it's really important to just understand, I have those, I need to work on those. But, you know, and even though it's really uncomfortable, right, I think that's a problem that people sometimes have.
So how do you ask a good question that's not... I mean, how do you wade into that if you're already feeling uncomfortable mm-hmm. and you're out of your element and you have a question, but you don't know if it's too personal?
Right.
How do you start by asking those questions and where do you begin?
Well, for me personally, if I feel like I'm uncomfortable asking a question directly, I will probably go... honestly, look it up first. I mean, Google is a great, wonderful thing, right? If you have questions, you can find some like nice generic answers on, you know, what it is you're looking for, so that you don't have to feel like you have to ask those questions. But realistically, it's just like starting, any friendship or any, you know, kind of supportive relationship with someone. You don't ask them about their horrible, you know, childhood trauma right off. You get to know the person, you learn about them, and eventually they open up to you with the things that they need support on and things they need to share with. And this really isn't that much different. I mean,
tell me a little bit about Spectrum and what it does.
So Spectrum is, as you mentioned, the LGBTQIA group on campus. They try to, you know, raise awareness of issues. They meet weekly. They put on events. We do a drag show each semester. Our next drag show is March 24th, so that will be a lot of fun. It's a fundraiser they do, and you know, with the funds, they try to support other groups on campus, maybe bring more awareness. You know, they do movie nights where we can, you know, watch more, I don't want to say fun movies, but more informative movies where people can learn a little bit more about issues facing the LGBT community. And also, they act as a support group for members of the LGBT community. It's very common, I think, especially in a rural state that's a little bit more on the conservative side, for people to grow up feeling very, very isolated and very alone. And so it's nice for them to come to college and realize there is a support network there. There are people there who, you know, want to be there for them and help them. And, you know.
So I want to talk about those college kids, but first we're using an acronym, and mm-hmm. there's lots of letters flying around.
There
Let's
are.
Define what they are.
Right. So LGBTQ. QQIA, and sometimes there's an additional A tacked onto the end. So most people are familiar with, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. So those are kind of the LGBT, the kind of, we affectionately call it alphabet soup. But the Q can typically stands for, if there's two Qs, usually either questioning someone who's unsure, or Q queer. We were just talking about this in the booth as we were prepping. Queer is typically seen from outsiders as kind of a derogatory term, but it's kind of more of an overarching term used to define anyone in the community, and it's usually more of an in-group term. There are cases where using the term queer is really, really, really derogatory and really offensive, but as an in-group term, you know, queer or genderqueer is very common. inquisitive, and then asexual and ally are usually the A's, depending on how many A's you have and who you talk to.
So tell me about the kids in Spectrum, or mm-hmm. the adults in Spectrum, they're college
sure.
students we're
mm-hmm.
talking about now. What kind of things do they arrive to the group with that they want to talk about? What are the issues that they're seeing in their culture that they want to get together and communicate about?
Right. So my experience with the group is they want to know that there's a support network out there. And once they realize that, they want to be other people's support network. And, you know, they're an excellent group. They're just wonderful to work with. They come together. They have some fun. They do some serious things, you know, just like any other student organization. But really just raising awareness, making people kind of understand, because most people kind of have, predetermined ideas of what the community is, what it looks like. And a lot of it's, especially the negative connotations are developed from, some of this political rhetoric and some of these kind of issues and problems. And so they're really just doing what any other student group would do, right? They're developing a sense of community. They're trying to raise awareness about the good things that they can do. They're trying to help combat, some of this legislation that's going through that's incredibly discriminatory. And then being there for each other. So, when new members come to the group, a lot of times this is the first time they've actually sat in on a situation where there were other people like them who weren't afraid to talk about
sure.
being a member of being a member of the spectrum, right? Being part of that. And those people then can grow and flourish, and they do better in school, and that's excellent. And then they also can become mentors later to future. So
let's talk a little bit about that legislation. We talked about HB 1008, which is the bathroom. It's kind of affectionately mm-hmm. been known as the transgender bathroom bill. It's not
yes.
actually what it's called.
No.
and we should be clear about that.
Yes.
Accommodation isolation. So the supporters of the bill are saying, we're giving you more accommodation as a transgender student because you have your own space. You're going to be removed from a situation where you might be bullying. Transgender community is saying, no, this is isolating and discriminatory. How come? What are the more specifics about why they find a separate accommodation to be a negative?
Well, I think anytime you take a specific group of the population or proportion of the population and tell them that you have to use this separate thing. So I see this as really similar to, back in the 60s when we had separate restroom accommodations for African-American people and people who had maids actually built separate subpar bathrooms because, you get your own space then. This is just good for you. And I think... I understand why the supporters of the bill want to use this "we're making it safer for you" argument, but since they did not consult anyone from the transgender community or the LGBT community, Equality SD here in South Dakota, which is trying to promote LGBTQIA rights, right? They didn't consult any of those people before drafting this legislation to say, is this a bill that would, be supportive for you? Is this giving a better environment for students? How can we draft this bill in such a way that it is supportive? So I think it's a bit of a facade to say that they're doing this as a measure to help the transgender community, as they didn't actually
So what
consult.
Is the reaction then? Is there anger, confusion, sadness? What is coming out of Spectrum? What are you hearing about the current legislation?
Yeah, actually a lot of anger, and not just with transgender students. I think... everyone wants to be proud of their state, the state they live in, the state they go to college in, and to see, discriminatory legislative practices that basically instill systemic discrimination into our government and into our schools it's heartbreaking. I mean, it's very hard. It makes the students and other members of the community feel like they're not valued. They're seen as separate, somehow lesser, mm-hmm. lesser students, and that's really unfortunate. So
very quickly, we have about 30 seconds
okay.
To a minute left. If I'm a parent mm-hmm. of a child who says, I'm starting to have some questionings, my gender identity is, I'm confused, I might be, how do you respond as a parent to this conversation that is happening at home right now?
Well, I think I would respond in the same way I respond to my kids whenever they spring something surprising on me. First of all, don't freak out, because as soon as you freak out, they will quit telling you anything. That goes for just about anything. But just, again, same as being an ally, listen to them. Try to be open-minded. Try to understand where they're coming from. Sit down and have a serious, impassioned talk, or not impassioned talk, where you listen to what they have to say and try to understand where they're coming from, rather than blocking them out, and isolating them further. So...
Mandy Winant is a faculty advisor for the University of South Dakota's Spectrum Student Group. She joined us today in our studio at USD. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Lori.
That's our show for today. We hope that it served you. I'd like to thank all our guests, Mandy Winant, Ben Jones. Thanks as well to SDPB's Steve Zwemke and Chris Loffrey. And special thanks to Keely Beltina of SDPB for joining us with an education update. Tomorrow brings you Innovation with Kara Hetland. I'll be back in the studio Tuesday after the holiday with a brand new Dakota Midday, when we will air our Chinese New Year special that we had to bump today for time. So come back on Tuesday for that. Meet me at noon Central. Thanks for listening.